What has brought these people and this mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul is to mourn the victims of the last week massacre of Shia civilians and pay tribute to their families. Daesh terrorists killed nearly 60 people in Mirza Ulang village of Sayyad district in Afghanistan's Saripul province.
Days after the massacre of Shia civilians by the Daesh-led militants in Saripul province, Afghan police have discovered three mosque graves, one of them in an area under the Taliban control. The graves contain the bodies of a number of the victims of the massacre, including children.
In the eyes of Afghans, what happened in Mirza Ulang was an act of brutality and, of course, genocide.
All of the victims of Daesh's latest brutality in Saripul province were Shia people, and the terrorists killed them because of their religious beliefs, while there were women and children among them.
Daesh terrorists have always followed the strategy of targeting particular religious groups to spread sectarian war, but they must realize that our nation will never back such a dirty strategy.
The Saripul massacre took place after Taliban militants captured the key district of Sayyad in northern Afghanistan. The militants also burned houses and religious sites in Mirza Ulang village. A few hours after they captured the village, the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack but denied involvement in the massacre of civilians there. Instead, Daesh terrorists claimed responsibility for the killing of nearly 60 Shia civilians there. Mass killing of ethnic and religious groups is of Daesh's inhuman tactics to trigger a sectarian war in Afghanistan. But facts on the ground prove that the terror group will not succeed in gaining that goal thanks to Afghan people's awareness. Amin Alimi, Press TV, Kabul.